13, verse number 6. Please repeat after me. Navidadane Dhruva Mrityu.
Navidadane Dhruva Mrityu.
Adhruva Vasa Jivita.
Adhruva Vasa Jivita.
Kalam Param Pratikshetha.
We are supposed to Mahajana Jenagata, you see how they are talking, enlightening Narad Muni. Narada, his name is also very meaningful. He is Mahajan, he is on Acharya. Narada, Swayambhu, Sambhu, like 12 Mahajan. And we are supposed to Mahajana Jenagata, Sapanta. The same thing is going on. When he follows Mahajan, he becomes Mahajan. So here is. You see, Maharaj Yudhishthira is the greatest devotee, pure devotee. we are associated with them, hearing how they are talking. Krishna said, pure devotee symptom is Machitta Madgata Prana Bodhanta Parasparam Kathyantaschamam Nittam Tushanti Charamanti Cha. How do you know who is a pure devotee? Here is another. Krishna himself is saying, Machitta, always thinking of Krishna. Madgata Prana, his life, everything, his resources, is dedicated in the service of Krishna. Bodhanta, enlightening each other. Parasparam, Kathanta, Samam Nittam. They talk nothing but Krishna Katha. Tushyanti cha. And please satisfy each other. And they themselves also become, they release. Ramanti, Ramanti, release. Ramante, yogina, manante. One is bhakti yogi. They get unlimited bliss by doing this. Now this way we can understand how much I am becoming a bhakta or pure devotee. Are we enjoying Krishna Katha? We can ask ourselves. If you are hungry, a person, it is said, the one who is hungry, one who is eager, just like here, one should be very eager. You give him food, doesn't matter whatever it is. And he feel tushti, satisfaction, pushti, nourishment, khunnibhitya, appetite gone. Bhaya soka maha. So when you hear Krishna Katha, my fear is gone. I become coming to the Vaikuntha platform. Vaikuntha, no anxiety, no tension. This way we can ask ourselves how we are progressing. Not by stamp. Stamp will come and go. You see, many to run an institution you have to have some designation, this, that. But qualification, Prabhupada said, who is a pure devotee? Even Jayananda Pope, he has not sannyasi, he has not any big position. Prabhupada said, he has gone back to Godhead. Unless you become pure devotee, how will you go back to Godhead? And he says, celebrate one of his appearance day or disappearance day. This way, you can see in ISKCON, any person can become simply sweeping floor, but become pure devotee. So Prabhupada said, institute Varnashram Dharma, otherwise you are not civilized. And Guru knows, he has got his Brahminical nature, so you do this service. He has got his Kshatriya nature, you do this management. He is very good collecting business, money. You do this thing. But goal is, Varnashrama Charavata, Purushena Prapuman, Vishnu Aradhate. Goal is to serve Krishna, Vishnu, Narayana. It doesn't matter. When Ramananda Rai and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is talking, highly philosophical thing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, both are great. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears as a devotee. He is teaching us how to render service. Pure devotional service. Ramananda was also great. Though he is a sudra, he is a grihastha, he is a palm ceiling pen man with ladies, this, that. But he is a great Vaishnava. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, though he is a grihastha, he is a great one of the Goswami. So he looked like grihastha. Prabhupada expected, that is why. Our grihastha should be Goswami. Goswami means he does not think my wife is my object of sense gratification. Then he is no less than sannyasi. Prabhupada said, I have got many sannyasi, but true sannyasi is who? Many of my girls, they are distributing so many books, not put a penny in his pocket, all gifts. Is no less than sannyasi. That means sannyasi in true sense. Symptom. Otherwise you get Brahmin. Who is a Brahmin? Start, go to Brahmachari. Go to Gurukul and start controlling senses. Give everything to Guru. For the Guru's pleasure, do everything. If he doesn't call you for prasad, don't come. Very strict. That's why Prabhupada started Gurukul. He teaching us, Prabhupada taught us how to become a pure devotee. He was also a grihastha. That is nature. And so in our movement also, top position, Prabhupada said, top Vaishnava should be in the highest authority. Whatever it may be, I don't want to say. It's supposed to be. Prabhupada said, you don't change what I have given. Moment you change, what will happen, I won't say. Try to keep intact. If you cannot expand, movement means you have to expand to fulfill the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Expand. but maintain standard, maintain quality, maintain purity. Otherwise, what the people will say? You are to teach people? Take seriously marriage life, Baba. You get married? And Baba tells, this is very serious and sacred according to Vedic culture. Now, if you don't maintain standard what I gave, don't go to teach others. There are many other groups there. They are rejected. They are not considered pure. They take everything easily. Then what is the difference between them and you? We have to think. Baba says, everything in my book is there. Ideal questions, ideal answers. Don't have to read other books. Even if you read only the Srimad Bhagavatam first canto, you become completely self-realized. Completely self-realized. Don't ask nonsense questions. Every beast, birds have got millions of questions and answers. That is not it. Real question is Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, asked by Arjuna. Real question is Suta Goswami. It's being asked by the Sonoka Rishis. Real question is Maharaj Parikshit is asking Sukadeva Goswami. Now here Maharaj Yudhishthira is asking behavior of a perfect person. In the Varnashram Dharma, top person is first Brahmin, one who has got all these qualities, samo, dhamo, tapo, saucham, khanti, arjavam, gyan, vigyan, astikam, brahma, karma, sabhavajam. But Kali Yuga is so fallen, everybody buys something. Shukri has said, I am Brahmin. So Prabhupada said, I made this ISKCON to make perfect person, perfectly qualified Brahmin, so that they can teach round the world, doesn't matter, come from where. Some may be protesting. You are giving Brahminical initiation to the Lecha Javana. Then how will fulfill the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Every town, every village. So we have to, every town, every village has to be Brahmin sannyasi. We require hundreds of sannyasis, hundreds of Brahmins, hundreds of gurus to fulfill the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But scale, rate is Prabhupada's giving. Otherwise, we have to face so many things unpleasant, maybe, which already maybe we have. Here, Prabhupada said, I gave you the skeleton, now you shape, give the shape, you do the rest, and take the credit. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started, and he said, what will happen? He desired. Every town, every village, Pitiviti Achijata Navaradigam, Sadbhitta Prachar, you are Pobasis, Vishkan, devotees, have got a great responsibility, all of us. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asking, what is Sardha Sadhana? What is the ultimate goal and how to achieve it? Ramananda said, Varnasramacharavata Purushena Parapuman. Everybody, wherever he may be, he has got Brahminical quality, he has got Kshatriya quality, Vaishya quality. Doesn't matter. But everybody has to be a devotee of Krishna, Vishnu, Mahaprabhu. To please Sansiddhi Harijan. So, are we developing attachment to hearing Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's beauty, Krishna's pastime? So Prabhupada every day come to Mangala Arati, see Gaur Nitai, so nicely dressed. Nowhere except Kripalu and maybe Vakhe Bihari. Everybody knows his God. This is one of the most beautiful temples in India, maybe. And the deities are so nicely dressed, unlike any other temple in India, that so many people come. I highly appreciate his God. I saw so beautiful the deities are. The Pope has taught us. Some devotee one day is going away and she is crying. I ask what happened. We say, here so much chanting, dancing. I don't feel like going back to our country where here is so much surcharged with Krishna consciousness. You can't help but come to see the deity. Here is Radha Madhav, here is Radha Shyam Sundar, Gaur Nitai, so nicely dressed, Krishna Balaram.
Some people say, I go there, seems like the deity is talking. Prabhupada said like that. I'm just repeating what Prabhupada said. You don't hear this thing. In other, go to other temples, you know. Then you have no kirtan, no chanting, no dancing. You know, maybe other attractive things there. Just nearby temple. But here is what Krishna said. Satatam kirtanto mam. All the time chanting then. Akhanda kirtan here. Prabhupada said, dham means don't stop kirtan. I remember early 70s when I was here, we are scared. Dacoit will be coming. We are chanting. Hey. What? Get up. This is your time. 1 to 2. Your duty. He used to come here chanting. At that time these things are open. And daytime he come, big tall guys come with stick. So maybe daytime, at night this guy will come, dacoit. One day, Prabhupada liked one person, the old man, to invite Prabhupada. His name was Mr. Dabe or Daga. Old man. One day, dacoit came, beat him up like anything, for nothing. So we are scared. We used to be scared sometimes, but for the sake of Prabhupada's saying, Vrindavan Dham means 24 hours engaged in Krishna. This is staying in Dham. Always do something. Either chanting, then Harikatha, making flower garland, sweeping, cooking. This is Bhaktivedanta Thakur said, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Saranam Braja. This braja means all the time engaged in Krishna's service. Non-stop. This is Vrindavan. Otherwise, hog, dog, that is also in Vrindavan. Ant is also in Vrindavan. Bat is also in Vrindavan. So what is Brajavas? Brajavas means 24 hours engaged in Krishna's service. One of Prabhupada's disciples, godbrother, highly considered, you know, Bhakti Raksha. One day Prabhupada liked him, lived together when he was at the fair again, at the risk of his life, he went to fulfill the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu far away, America, had a heart attack, he can become sickness, seasick, but somehow or other Krishna saved him, Krishna, Prabhupada is praying, Krishna is saving him. Krishna came in a dream, again he was in America, he is praying, wrote a letter, Markine Bhagavad Dharma, and another nice praying to Krishna. I have come here far away, you have brought me here. You must have some purpose. Now make me dance as you like. I have no qualification, nothing. Prabhupada is teaching us how to pray, how to surrender. And anything could happen. Again he has got a heart attack. And he was taken to the sea beach. Others, not many devotees allowed. And doctor is saying, what is this old man is doing? In a bag in his hand. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Dear Radharani, dear Krishna, dear Ram, please, please let me serve you. This is a prayer. This is our movement, all about. How eagerly we are asking Krishna this thing. And Krishna listened. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Saranga Saranagati Hivajar, who surrenders at the end of this year. Here, surrendering. By surrendering to him, and this is bhakti. Surrendering to him, what Prabhupada says. And Prabhupada is surrendering. And Rake Krishna Mareke. If Krishna wants to save us, who Krishna will save? Any Tom, Dick, Harry? No, he surrendered. Ramchandra said, one who surrendered to me, definitely I will protect him. We can ask ourselves, how much I am surrendering? Saranga saranagati hoja, one who has complete surrender, Prabhupada said. That is what we are trying. Krishna respond to his prayer. Are you getting response from Krishna's prayer? Yes, we can ask ourselves. Are we releasing Krishna katha? Of course we are releasing Krishna prasad. Yes? Some don't say anything. Because if you release Krishna, why will you eat outside? Why do you go to Lay Bazaar? Let us take some. Nice rabdi. Yeah?
Patam Puspam Rabriing. He gave. Then you go to Rabri Loko maybe. Then Krishna has to come. That's why Prabhupada said. One day I remember, Prabhupada went to one country. Bring prasad. Don't mind, I have to tell practical everything, down to earth. I am not a scholar, I am a fool number one. Simply Prabhupada said, repeat what I said, that is your duty. So I am just repeating. What happened is, bring prasad. Oh, what is this? What is all this? Prabhupada, this is all vegetarian. This is all vegetarian. Really? What I said to you, what Krishna likes? Patam Puspam Phalanta. Yeah, this is Patam Puspam. Now, what I wrote in Krishna book, you know, Govardhan, Krishna said, bring all this. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this. What are these? Rice, dal, sabji, chapati. Oh. Idols. You don't have those things? Yes, but this is also this. Oh, I see. Krishna is Bhukta Ram Jagatavasam. Krishna is the actual enjoy, not I like. Swaha, nice mushroom. Paksti, expensive. Patam Puspam. Mushroom? Let's go. Don't. Be careful. May not end up with mushroom loko. Don't mind. Prabhupada said, hey, Prabhupada, I have got, you know, I am very attached to. I can't give up. Don't offer to Krishna, it's a mode of ignorance. Give mala. Manu Prabhuki. This is old devotee. So this is very careful. So Prabhupada say, so don't offer to Krishna. Just thank Krishna. Try to give up. Develop taste in prasad. Tell me what Krishna like. So what Krishna like? This. You have got rice, dal, sabji, maida, atta. Yes. So can you cook it? Yes. Can you offer it with tulsi? Yeah. I will eat it. Thank you. The next time, go on, they could understand, they stop, no more. Once in a while you take it, it's okay, but don't be attached. That is bhakti. If you attach to Krishna Prasad, Krishna's name, Krishna, go to Krishna Loka. Otherwise, you go to Vaikuntha, get is standing. Hey Baba, oh, they open, .. heart, whatever may be, .. you fill up the gap. You go and chant Hare Krishna, Krishna will come, I will tell. If this is happened, better be cautious from now on. Learn from Mahajana Janagata. Prabhupada is also Mahajana. We cannot become Mahajana by stamp. I introduce this. We have seen many, that Krishna is saying. I am Kala, Kala Kalatamasmi. My soul. Krishna is saying Bhagavad Gita. The Blessed Lord say, time I am, destroyer of the world. So many Chaturanana, Vidyapati said, Aulo Gelo. So many Brahma coming, going. This is all post, maybe topmost planet Brahma, supposed to create the universe. This is nothing. He comes stand near Dwaraka sometime. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told a story and asked the gatekeeper, hey, tell, have come Brahma. After some time, the Krishna sent his men, he said, the Lord asked, who is Brahma you are? What? I am the creator of the universe. Tell him. Okay, he said. Then he came. Okay, Krishna called. Then he paid obeisance. My dear Lord, before anything starts talking to you, I want to ask you. What?
Is there any Brahma other than me? Krishna little smile, he paid obeisance. Moment he got up, he saw his four-headed Brahma nearby, 10 head, 100 head, 1,000 head, 10,000 head, lakhs of Brahma, he paid obeisance, shining their head. He became, thought first of all, he became, find himself, he is like a mosquito in front of big elephant. So this is what Prabhupada said. You want to chant Hare Krishna, become humble. Don't be carried away by accomplishment, by designation. Krishna Vamsi, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Naham Vipro, I am not big Brahmin, I am not big Danda, hoting, I am not this, I am the pure devotee, greatest devotee, gopis, servant of the servant of the servant. And writing Krishna Das Kaviraj, writing Ragmarga Chaitanya Chaitamrita. He is saying, Prabhupada says, he is teaching us actually. He is not like that. He is saying, Purishe Kithoite Muishe Logishto. I am even lower than, I don't want to say, warm of the refuse of our body. He is not for name fame, he is telling that to let others know, I am nothing. Actions speak louder than words, and Krishna is watching within the heart of everybody. How humble we are, tinadu pishuniche. Otherwise, Bhaktivinoda Thakur saying, so many coming in the history, Genghis Khan, Tamerlane, conquering India, plundering whole temple, all the jewels taking out. Then Prabhupada supposes asked, what happened to them? Killed like a dog, maybe by his servant. He killed him and took away his wife, children, everything become his. Now so big heroes of the world, so many coming, not Brahma. Brahma became the like a mosquito. Big, where is this? Millions of people controlling. Mao Zedong, Churchill, Subhash Bose. Tojo, Japan, Mussolini. Prabhupada said, you say, your country is this, I won't mention, you made a big Ark the Triumph. That Ark the Triumph is there, but where is he now gone? Where is big Ashutosh in Bengal, a big statue, like a tiger. But once a year they worship him, put garland, his appearance day or disappearance day, they worship. What benefit they get? They glorify him. The whole year, birds are sitting, and what they are doing, I don't know. You know better. Pile up everything in the heart. And the one day before, I am not saying Prabhupada says, that's like many big person like that. And the sweeper comes with his sweeping. The broom, pour water so much, where from God knows what water. Cleaning, next day, shining, and people are putting garland and praising him. Next day, again bird. But here, Gaurita is so beautiful. Krishna, Balaram, maybe pigeon coming, they cannot. And we are simply chanting, dancing, praising, marching, rest assured, guaranteed going back to Godhead, eternal life, full of knowledge and bliss, by the mercy of Mahajan Prabhupada and our Acharya. Rest assured. So otherwise, all these things, bhutta praliyate, become limelight, then glow on, disappear. So many Brahma, so many Indra, so many modern-day history, big empire, Kublai Khan, Chinese empire, big Mughal empire, the Mughal empire, taking bath. People cannot drink milk, and milking, and full of, tub full of milk, and he is taking bath, Mughal empire. And also, big Roman empire, taking bath in milk. Yes? But some guy in the land of Pharaohs, Cleopatra, exquisite, beautiful woman, big gun, one of the biggest, Julius Caesar, Antonio, simply blinking of her eyes, bring big gun under his feet, under her feet. Control, simply blink her eyes. Big hero become, shall I say zero? Please don't. But devotee is always hero. Pure devotee is always hero. Prabhupada is always hero. President come, the king come, queen come. Prabhupada come, pure devotee. Dandavat on the street, anywhere in the pavement, in the walkway, and front page picture, and famous news paper, magazine, sadhu coming, Vaishnava, worshipper of Vishnu. So we follow Prabhupada, Mahajana Jainagata, Sapanta, life rest assured, success, marching back towards God. Without doubt, rest assured. Now question is, are we responsible? Are we taking Prabhupada's word sincerely and seriously, trying to put into practice on a first-class brahmachari, not looking? Not at night looking at the internet. Somebody, you can understand, Krishna, you are brahmachari. Dressing on thel, Krishna's Pragatikya Vani, Krishna is watching everything. Sannyasi, now even big international organization keeping an eye of taking a danda, where he is staying in the hotel, which room he is going at night, who is there. Sorry, don't mind, telling some unpleasant truth. Maharaj, we have to talk to you. Can you come? We have to talk to you privately. Is this true? Maharaj is in feeling embarrassed. So many people paying dandavat. Mahaprasad is coming. Prabhupada say, be careful, take very seriously. Otherwise end up with melancholy. At least in India. He cannot say face the society people. So what is this going on? Prabhupada, is some music coming. What is this music? He's a vendor selling something. What is he selling? Prabhupada, ice cream. What? 25 times. Why is he spending it? Just to attract the kids. Not only kids. There are big, big kids also there nowadays. He's a very old kid. He also likes ice cream. Who was a big Maya, very powerful Maya. Any moment, agitated. Any moment, slip. Krishna is watching. Others may not see. Others are also now watching. Higher authority keeping an eye. There is everywhere, eyes there, Krishna's hand, feet everywhere. Also mechanical eyes are there in the corner sometimes. Not for his pickpocketing, but you are a brahmachari, you are a grihastha. You are sannyasi, you are guru, everything we keep. As I say, sadhu sadhan, feel karavadhan, don't take it easy and granted because of this and because of external symptom. See within athato brahma jiggasa. Ask yourself, tatta jiggasa. Have I become Vaishnava? Prabhupada, in the early days, used to write, these are the qualifications of the Vaishnava. Day by day, as you surrender, you develop in your character. This is a movement for building character. Of course, you have to fulfill the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Maybe like a factory, many have. We require so many Maharaj, we require Pujari. Please, we give him Brahmin initiation. Anyway, you have to be sometime practical. Okay, give a developed quality, Baba. Otherwise, Thakur Gharike, who is in the temple room? And he found first class banana, very rare cane. He offered, Swami kept it. Today is a feast day. Out of 50 gulab jam, he already, plate only can take 40. He keeping 10. After that, now it's opening. Who is in the temple? I am not eating banana. I am not eating gulab jam. What? We didn't ask him. What is he saying? He stopped. Choked up. Krishna is watching. Rascal. Be careful. This is Krishna consciousness according to Prabhupada. Let us face the reality. Become Krishna consciousness. Huh? Then you are happy. So are you happy?
Yes.
At this prasadam we are enjoying annamaya. Huh? Then pranamaya. Then manomaya. Then vijnanamaya. Not jnanamaya. Vijnanamaya. Realization. Yes. Then anandamaya. Prabhupada says, are you joyful? Are you joyful? Yes, you are becoming Krishna conscious. Take prasad. Are you happy? Huh? Chant dance. Are you happy? Unless you are happy, how can you chant dance? Huh? But he's there. Not getting bliss. He's a gyani. Gyani. Karmi is always, never thinks of, he's going to die. Ahni, ahni. Every day he's seeing so many guys dying. He never thinks. Even Prabhupada asked the professor, big scholar, Swamiji, after death everything is finished. Krishna is saying, tata dehanta, you must get another body, otherwise where from all this coming? Bat, rat, dog, cat, tree, demigod, where from all this coming? For nothing? Karma, karma na, daiva netra na. You live like a dog, now become a dog. You live like a hog, become a hog. You live like a devotee, go back to Godhead. Your spiritual body is Satchitananda Vigraha. Chanting, dancing, that is what you are doing here. Doctor, what is God? You forgot? Lord, how you want to die? I want to die peacefully. After death, everything is finished. So they are like nasty, either in the mode of ignorance and passion, he cannot think of spiritual life after death. There is another body, or he is nasty. That means, eat, drink, and be merry, it doesn't matter. After death, what happened? This is animal life. Hedonistic, that is what advancement is, material world. Enjoy to the maximum. Like I see you go to India, we sometimes, instead of breakfast, sometimes we used to take sugar cane juice. You see how sugar cane? Crashed everything, juice out. Again, fold it, again put it. As much as you can. I remember in school, I read some poem, it's called Ulysses. I will drink life to the lees. I will squeeze out everything from my body, senses, as much as you can enjoy. It's called hedonistic life, heading towards hogs and dogs. Next life. ISKCON is meant to deliver all these hogs and dogs that you are going to. By making them chant Hare Krishna, take Krishna Prasad, hearing Krishna Katha, and chanting, dancing in front of Diti, having different day, big feast, nice prasadam distributed, and take. This is Vaikuntha. No anxiety, no tension, bright face. Right? Nowhere in the world you see this thing. No other institution. Prabhupada was asked by a It's our father. Can I talk to you, Swamiji? Yes, come. I see your boys and girls in the streets, sir. All the big cities, London, Paris, New York, Tokyo, Sydney. What they're doing? They're chanting, dancing, so bright, risen and blissful. How come? Then Prabhupada explained, we strictly follow rules and regulations. So that is why he's gone. Devotees have very bright faces and very joyful, not long face. That is devotee. There's still 10 minutes to go. So, there is, Prabhupada used to tell one story. In India also, there are Lord Barons, all these things were introduced. If somebody has got land, they are called Zamindar. Then he become bigger Zamindar, more land, he become king. But he has no soldier. He may have got a gold, silver, sword, big palace, he has building, horse riding, all these things. So there is one Zamindar like that. His name was Lala Babu. So these Zamindars usually have got rivals, so to show their opulence, their house, invite beautiful ladies, dressed nicely, nice ornaments, so to show others, you have what we have got. You have got this rivalry. So one day he's going through the field, he's a big Zamindar, still his house is there, big temples, in Vrindavan he has got temple. So suddenly he heard going through his land, he's the Zamindar, suddenly a little girl of a farmer is telling his father at the end of the day, Baba, Daddy, day is almost gone. Suddenly he strike his heart. What? Day is almost gone. My life is almost gone. I am simply my rivals showing up. I have got more opulence, more beauty, this, that, enjoying palace, this, that. Is this life? He started thinking. He's called Athato Brahma Jikasa. Krishna within the heart. At once he left everything, became very humble mendicant. In India, this is what happened. Bharat Maharaj, son of Rishabh, the same thing he did. One day his beautiful wife, princess, palace, wealth, everything he left like the refuse of the body. He quickly get relieved and go to Pulhava Ashram doing bhajan. Of course there is difficulty. Every step material world means padam padam jadvi padam. Even coming to Krishna consciousness, there is maya peeping sometimes, testing us how strong you are. Before go to Krishna, Maya Devi will test. His police department is testing. Are you qualified to go back to Godhead, to Krishna? Other will disturb, they are not qualified. So he gave up everything and going to rival's house, door to door. Hey, Lala Babu, it's like a beggar's dress. Please give us something. Why? I want to preach Krishna consciousness. And he has got a nice temple, Lala Babu temple, you will go somewhere near Gopinath Bazar and go down towards Jamuna. Still is there. Prabhupada told the story. So this way, time is passing and so many coming and going. But devotee, one Prabhupada said, one sage is giving different blessing to different person. To a butcher, to a hunter, he is giving blessing. You, ma jiva, ma ma. Don't die, don't live. What a horrible life you are doing. Every day chopping the head of so many goats or chicken. Blood, oh, according to your karma you have to face. Already you are living a hellish life, horrible, blasting your consciousness. After death you have to, as you sow, so you reap. Prince, king, son, Rajaputra Chiranjeeva. Rajaputra, king, son means next he is going to be king. So he is enjoying as much as possible sensual pleasure. He is always looking for where he is beautiful. Ladies, how he can enjoy. Nobody will tell anything because he is the prince. He is going to be the king later. Everybody is scared of him. So better you live as long as possible. Otherwise, what life you will lead? Next life, what will happen to you? Hog dog. No discrimination, mother, sister, daughter, having sensual pleasure. But brahmachari, his day and night work hard, renounce, everything gives to Guru. He's working day and night, work hard, better. Ma jiva, ma jad. You don't tell die, die. This is nobody says in India, this is our culture. Tell different way. Ma jiva, don't leave, don't leave. That means as soon as you die, better. You will rest assured, go back to Godhead. That's why Prabhupada made Gurukul. Learn how to control the senses. Then you take danda to make your senses thanda. What shall I say? Otherwise, very dodgy. Very. One day you have to face melancholy. Better not take. Inside become. So one day there is a story. Once he asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, now so long I lead gyastha life. I have got children. I have now had Vairagya. I detest family life. Really? What do you want? Prabhupada, I want to become sannyasi. Really want to become sannyasi? Yes? Yes, yes, I don't like. So you married, who will maintain your wife? Where she will go? She has to give permission, otherwise you cannot take sannyasi. What about your children? Who will bring them up? Your son, your daughter, get married, who will do all this? I don't like, I have got Vairagya. You have got Vairagya? Yes, I detest family life. But you enjoyed all these things. Who will take the responsibility? You really want to become that? Yes, yes, Prabhupada. Okay. Sannyasi is consciousness, not danda and mahaprasad and dandabal. Then you go to hell. Better become real sannyasi. What's that? Don't become attached to your wife, think he is object of your sense gratification. Neither your children. Right? You become real sannyasi, brahmachari. Okay? This is good. You become sannyasi, all right, from now on. Because Krishna and see you are real sannyasi. Hare Krishna. Don't want to be big mouth, please forgive me. I'm simply repeating, trying to become a mouthpiece of Prabhupada. That is your preaching. You place me, I can also qualify. Thank you very much. Any comment? Jeev Jao! Please make comment, enlighten us. Vishalji, Jeev Jago, make comment. Prabhupada sometimes asks devotee, Prabhupada, how can I please you? Distribute, distribute, distribute. As long as you do. Here is distribute, distribute. Vishalji, here you see, all is distributed. My old god brother. Yes, what question, Mataji, or comment? Yeah, raising hand. Hey, give her the speaker. So one mic. Please, to the point, ask question which is relevant. I am not saying everything I will be able to answer. I agree, I am not qualified, not necessarily. But I have got other god brothers also, old devotee also, they can join.
Hare Krishna Mataji.
Yes.
Thank you for your nice class.
This is Prabhupada. Thanks, Prabhupada.
I lost my voice, but I'll try. So,
right
in the verse, it says that a
purport
also, it's mentioned that one
should observe
the eternal time. Observe.
One should observe the eternal time.
So,
yeah.
So, my question is, Maharaj, could you understand the gravity of this? And how we can understand the gravity and make the required seriousness arise. Because we hear this all the time, but we remain casual on a day-to-day basis.
So how to become serious?
So will the seriousness arise simply by practicing sincerely?
Yeah.
Or do we need to do something extra to make the shift in consciousness take place?
It is said here, Another place, Dhruvam word is used here. Dhruvam. Dhruvam means definitely, granted, you believe or not, this is immaterial. You have to accept. You say, I won't die. You got to die. You got to get out from this material existence. Even a doctor, he has been asked by a big Indian industrialist, "My doctor, please, I am pleading to you, I have got so many projects to do, at least let me live 4 more years. Prabhupada said, "Not 4 years, not 4 hours, not 4 minutes, not 4 seconds, right now, get out, according to your karma." So one has to be serious. He said, Krishna, "Jatasya hi dhruva mittu." If you are born, you must die. Prakritikyo marani. You may accept or not. You may not believe in God. But prakriti is working. Insurmountable. So one should be careful about the time. Time is passing. But we are doing Krishna consciousness always. And if you are serious, every moment you are increasing your saving account, going back to Godhead. Only Krishna consciousness is the reality. Everything is illusion. Make sense? What I understand, I am telling you. That is what Prabhupada said. Everything is coming, going. What is the use of thinking? But time is there. Krishna said, "Kalo kalata mosmi." Krishna in the eternal form, impersonal form, time. Time force. Not Mao Zedong gone. Not Hitler, Stalin gone. God knows where he has gone, but we are not going. We are going marching towards back to Godhead, eternal life full of bliss and knowledge. That is what I understand. Makes sense to you, Mataji?
Yes, Maharaj.
Naturally, you have to take seriously. Only there is a nutcase, most of the, those in a mode of passion and ignorance, always thinking. Khao jiyo piyo, eat, drink, and be merry, hedonistic life. Heading for cockroach, dog, hog, worm in a stool, he doesn't know. But you are sure you are not going to become. Because sarvamopyasya dharmasya, somebody little bit practice Krishna consciousness. Ajami, at once the Vishnuduta coming to save him. Why not us? You are doing more. Naturally you should take it seriously. Yes? Does it make sense? No?
Yes, it does, Maharaj. I'm just maybe requesting you for something more in addition to what you just said. So on a day-to-day basis, I don't feel conscious.
You said, Ahoni, every day we are seeing so many people dying, so but those Kormi never think of, they think moros. Why you think of death? Let this is cash, enjoy. Nunang pramatta kuru devi karma. They are doing all sinful acts, all nonsense. They are mad because, why do it? Because he is mad after sense gratification. And we are trying to please Krishna's senses. What Krishna says? Take prasad. We are not mad. Because mad to serve Krishna, that is transcendental. Make sense? Does it make sense to you?
Yes, Maharaj. So, okay. Is my understanding correct that if we're sincerely practicing what Prabhupada has asked us to do,
so that is why Prabhupada made this ISKCON, to always associate with devotees, otherwise you may any moment fall down. Outside, music coming, let us go, ice cream. What is that? In India, ice cream is very tasty, I tell you. This is called kulfi. Anybody can tell in India, "I don't like kulfi," raise hand, I will see. Irresistible. From my childhood I know. Kulfi so nice. When I am a schoolboy, I like it. But now, is it Krishna Prasad? Okay, Krishna Prasad. Make sense? Make sense, sir?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Jeev jago. Uttishtada jagrata kappapara nivayadata. Shall we stop it here with your permission? Hare Krishna, everybody. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna
Krishna.
Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. At once the ghost of Maya go away. Gopi Thakur said.